Ironically, back then, we networked all the time, but it was referred to as schmoozing. I had one job that required me to attend the Cannes Film Festival and the American film market, networking at the glamorous end of the scale. During my London years, I was a member of a leading private members club, which instilled in me the power of community and the primeval need of human beings to belong to a tribe. Fast forward to Cornwall, where I was taken to a weekly breakfast and meeting in Falmouth, which I subsequently attended on behalf of the company I was working for. Confession, in those early days, I viewed it as an opportunity to get out of the office and enjoy a free breakfast. My journey then led me to the Cornwall Chamber of Commerce, and I soon became immersed in the local business community. It was here that my love affair with the world of networking began. I attended as many events as I could, devoured books on the subject, and went to hear experts speak on the topic. I was like a sponge, absorbing knowledge as my fascination took hold. In a twist of fate, my job role changed, and I ended up having to network full-time. As a result, I learned on the job, attended every networking event possible, and soon extended my reach into Devon and latterly Somerset and Bristol. As my network grew, I was fortunate to meet many people who were kind enough to share their knowledge and wisdom and guide me on my journey. Speaking opportunities arose as my reputation grew, as did my desire to share.